Since my visit to Donegal, I visited Met Aaron. I had a detailed discussion with Met Aaron on how we can move forward. We are investing heavily into emergency flooding criteria in terms of Met Aaron and what to deliver and forecasting going forward. But I believe every person in the country now that has an iPhone, yes, some people are saying that we don't have internet in this area, but listen, we have to start somewhere. And I do know that this app would give the information to those people, not just from weather alerts and storm events, but people getting on with their daily lives in terms of farming, in terms of what the weather is going to be, what rainfall is coming, what storm is coming, and most of all, giving people that warning, and it's accurate. And as I say to you, it's not the first shower of rain that causes rubbing, it's always the second shower, because you have rain in the system, and the millimetres of rain that builds up over the period of a few days, that's what causes the major flooding and major events. In Donegal, it was separate. We know it came down within the 2 hours or 3 hours of the heavy rainfall that took place in Donegal. But based on my visit to Donegal, and based on talking to the people in Donegal, and also talking to the people all over the country over the summer period, I've now come up and I spoke to Met Aaron, who I have to say was very much to the forefront agreeing with me that an app would be the way to go forward, and it'd be a great idea, because where you'd have Met Aaron, you'd also have the Waterways Ireland people, you'd also have OPW, you'd have all the agencies interacting, putting all the data into the database and putting it up there. And I would like to see that app being promoted by the local authorities in every county in the country, that this app will be formed. I do know it's us all coming together and making it happen. But we started that move in relation to, I've introduced to some of my cabinet colleagues, I've spoke to Met Aaron, and it's something that I want to bring forward now to the next cabinet meeting when I get that chance.
Now, I know, as well as looking at events leading up to incidents such as the Inishowen floods, you've also been looking at the aftermath and the fact that there wasn't one single agency in a position to take control and respond as quickly as you would like in the aftermath of what happened in Inishowen and also in your own area last year. You have been looking at that and moving forward on it.
I have been moving forward on it. I've developed a white paper now. I gave it to my line minister in Pascal, Minister Pascal Dunhu, last night, and I'm hoping to be able to bring that again to the cabinet meeting as soon as the opportunity avails. I haven't talked to the Taoiseach in relation to it, but I do believe we need to move in a different direction. Yes, we have a coordination group and the local authorities and credit the local authorities in Donegal, but we need to move to give them local authorities the assurance that what they require on the day of an event like what happened in Donegal, they have it, not 4 and 5 days after. As you know from my visit to Donegal, I was up there on the Tuesday, and what I've seen unfolding, and then the meeting's gone into late into the night, and just looking at the local authorities and what they require, and have to wait 2 or 3 days to be able to say to them, yes, go ahead, do this. That shouldn't be the way we do things, because these events are happening more regular than we'd like. But at the same time, us coordinating and working together, we can ease the fear on people's lives, and particularly on the people that suffer most, and get on with the job. But I have that paper developed. I hope to bring it to Cabinet in the near future. And I would say to you, I have one or other two things that I'm so involved with flooding, I suppose, in terms of going back over the years in my own area, that I believe that what I have and I can bring to the table can make ease this pressure on people's lives. It's not going to make it go away, but what I want to see happen is that when something like a disaster happens in Donegal, we're on the job the day it happens, and not 4 days later.
And you're coming back, we understand, to Donegal in the coming days for further discussions, further meetings, and seeing for yourself how this recovery is progressing.
Correct, and I am going up there in the next few days. I have my officials up there at the present time. There was one or two meetings held, I believe, last week and again this week, and we're hoping to move forward in relation to what we can do in terms of minor work or any work that we can do. I want to fast track that now for the people that are up there getting their houses back to normal. And trust me, I feel sorry for those, because I know what it's like. I see it happen in the other. So what I want to do is give an insurance to those people that have put in their money in relation to their houses, that we have the walls and necessary infrastructure put in place, that it doesn't happen again, to have those people to face all that all over again. And I also would add to it that I have met now with Insurance Ireland in relation to different ideas that I have in relation to insurance. And in fairness to them, they've come back and they spoke to us, and we're working closely together to see where or what we can do to help people in this situation regarding insurance as well. But my visit will be, it's imminent. I hope to be up there in the, if it's not next week, it'll be definitely early the week after. But the people of Donegal have treated me with respect when I was up there, and I know the pressure they were under at that time. So I want to make sure that what they've done now, that they reinforced that by giving them the money to make work happen up there as well.